Caden surveilled the huge wooden structure ahead of him. Backlit by the sun's first rays, most people would think it just another barn on the massive property. He knew better. The DEA team surrounding the building waited for his signal. Caden waited for his man on the inside to make his move, a man who trusted Caden with his life. Exhaust fans around the building blew out the volatile ethyl ether used to manufacture meth, making the breeze smell like hospital antiseptic. Caden needed this to go down without a shot fired, because of the potential for an explosion that would level the place and kill his undercover brother, Trigger. His heart thumped against his ribs, anticipation tensing his muscles. The unusual pre-dawn meeting started nearly an hour ago, long enough for Caden to get his men in place. Trigger had called in the meeting and ordered the raid. After 5 years undercover on various assignments, Trigger needed out of this dangerous game and to spend time in the real world, devoid of the lies and deceptions that kept him safe, but always alone. Worried about his brother's mental state, Caden should have put him on leave earlier this year. But Caden needed the best for this job, and so sent Trigger undercover once again. When they arrested Marco and turned him on his third cousin, Emiliano Guzman, the notoriously brutal drug trafficker, Caden would breathe easy again, knowing his brother was safe and they'd taken down another major drug dealer. He'd make Trigger take the long vacation he needed. Impatient and getting more worried with every tick of the clock, Caden texted Trigger again. "Ginger, my empty bed gets colder by the minute. Come warm me up. Hurry. Get over here. Kiss, kiss, kiss." The texts allowed Trigger to pull out his phone and take pictures of the inside of the structure. Each picture he took got automatically sent to Caden's cell. If Marco got suspicious and checked the texts, he'd see exactly what Trigger and Caden wanted him to see, that Trigger had a stripper hot for him. Caden already sent a string of texts since 3 a.m. when Ginger got off work. As covers went, it was ridiculous, but useful. Caden wasn't kidding about getting colder by the minute. The early morning low temps chilled his face and hands. He wanted a steaming cup of coffee and a hot meal. First, he needed to ensure his brother's safety and lock up the bad guys. His cell phone vibrated with several more photos from Trigger's phone. Caden checked them out, noting the stainless steel storage and chemical processing containers. With equipment this sophisticated and large, they could make huge batches of meth in no time. One picture showed a huge cache of guns, both handguns and automatic weapons. Another picture of plastic bags filled with crystals came in just as the burner phone Caden used to send the text to Trigger chirped with a reply. "Trigger, on my way in 2 minutes. Be ready." Caden stared at the picture of plastic barrels probably filled with liquid meth, waiting to be transported in liquor or liquid detergent bottles across the country to labs that would convert it to crystals and sell it on the streets for millions. Caden put the word out to his team over the radios. 2 minutes. Wait until they clear the building. Take them down by the trucks. He hoped everything went to plan. He pulled his gun from the holster at his side and mentally counted down the seconds, sending up a short prayer to the heavens that his brother and his team made it out alive. The side door opened. Marco stepped out first, smiling. He stopped short and scanned the wooded area. Caden held his breath, hoping his men remained hidden in the trees. Marco's eyes narrowed. Caden's heart kicked into higher gear. Marco moved toward the back end of the building, away from the trucks. Trigger and Paula, Marco's girlfriend and Trigger's Mark, walked out of the building. Marco turned back to them, pulling a gun from his back. He held it at his side, but Caden held his breath, waiting to see what happened next.
"Something's off."
Trigger held his hands out wide, then let them fall back to his sides.
"Marco, let's go. We've been up all night."
"You've been acting weird for days,"
Marco accused. His eyes narrowed on Trigger.
"Something you want to tell me, bro?"
"The fumes are getting to you," Trigger shot back. "I'm out of here. Take your girl home. I've got one waiting on me."
Marco raised the gun and pointed it right at Trigger's chest.
"You and my girl have gotten really tight. Look at the way she looks at you right now. Like you're supposed to protect her. like you two have a secret. So tell me, bro, what is going on between you two?